going to bring the weather forecast for you in order for you to be more careful and know if especially you have an activity outside of your house, so you know what to prepare and what to not prepare. So from the overall look of Indonesia, I see that everywhere is currently raining. We're going to have a slight rain in Banda Aceh with the temperature of 24 to 28 degrees Celsius, and also it's also going to be slightly raining in Denpasar, Serang, and also Jakarta. And we're also going to experience, you guys in Bandung probably is going to experience a slight rain also, but at the end of the day, maybe you have to prepare more because it's going to rain heavier than your afternoon. And other than that, we see here, I'm seeing that a lot of cities is also going to be cloudy. We have Samarinda here. It's lucky for you guys, it's not raining there. It's going to be cloudy all day long. And also, it's going to be cloudy in Yogyakarta, but at night, probably you guys are going to have a little bit of storm. So be prepared and bring your umbrella if you're going to go out at night. And of course, be safe. And I'm also seeing here that Kota Padang and Mataram and also Kupang is also going to have a cloudy day today. It's lucky for you guys, they are not going to experience any rain. And we also have storm and raining heavily in Nabire, also Merauke and Jayawijaya. Again, I hope this weather forecast can help you guys to be more prepared and cautious about today's weather. Please bring your umbrella if in your area is going to be raining today. So please, right now I'm going to play you a song that is very, very soothing for a day in Jakarta, because I've mentioned before that Jakarta is going to be rainy, slight rain, but I think rain is pretty romantic, don't you think? So I'm going to play you Kita Lebih Romantis by Malik Essentials.
Kita bikin romantis, bikin paling romantis. Ambil bermain tangan, buka hati, hatinya jangan. Kita bikin romantis, yang paling romantis. We'll be right back.
commissioned by the head of Information and Communication Service of the National Army, Brigadier General Christomar Siambori.
I was also the cyber threat and could also the British member of cyber threat from a non-state sponsored extra-terrorist organization and cyber criminals who is a significant risk to international security. And the panel also need to protect critical infrastructure such as a power grid, financial system, and transportation network from cyber attacks. The second reason is to support military operation. We really need it for intelligence gathering. The cyber attack usually can gather intelligence and on potential adversaries, supporting the PNI military operations. The PNI also can conduct cyber-enabled operations to disrupt any command and control, communication, and logistics. And the third reason I think that we need to enhance cyber defense. Okay, both sides of defense, that is things that two coordinate to be put on. For the cyber defense capabilities, the cyber attack defense division can have enhanced the PNI cyber defense capabilities in protecting its own networks and system for
More detail about it is available on our YouTube channel, VOI Official, so please check it out. Try to improve our Indonesian welfare, of course, and the Indonesian Ministry of Marine Affairs and Fisheries affirmed its commitment to sustainable marine management through the Blue Economy Program and Marine Special Zoning Regulation at the 10th Our Ocean Conference, or OOC, as part of the APEC Oceans-related ministerial meeting held in Busan, South Korea. So the Indonesian government is trying to have a commitment in sustaining the marine management in Indonesia. According to the Ministry's Director General of Marine Special Planning, Kartika Wistriana, the regulation includes interregional zoning plans, national strategic area zoning plans, and specific national strategic area zoning plans. In addition to the commitment regarding of the zoning plan regulation, Indonesia conveyed other commitments, including strengthening blue carbon management through a scheme of quickly to calculate the blue carbon value of seagrass beds in 20 marine conservation areas. So Indonesia is trying to have a lot of commitment in matters of the maritime and also fisheries aspects of our country. And Indonesia has been also initiating the Blue Carbon Network and database, strengthening collaboration and cooperation in international forums, as well as formulating blue carbon management policies to guidelines for calculating its value. So I think Indonesia is really trying hard to improve our welfare, and of course it concludes and also it includes the maritime and fisheries area. Someone. It is a very cute way of saying, can you please be mine? But saying it as in, can you be my bee? As in Indonesia is, bisakah Anda menjadi lebahku? If you're saying it in Indonesia, it would not make any sense. But of course, if you're saying it in English, it would be pretty cute and romantic. So I think if you have that special someone, of course, I'm always saying that you can convey your care, affection, and love through songs, just like this song. But of course, you can also convey your love by asking your loved ones to go on a vacation. And I have an idea of where in Indonesia you should go. It is called the Little Waterfalls, and I'm going to give you the filler. It's a filler about tourism in Indonesia, so you can play if you are thinking of going somewhere with your loved ones.
Little waterfalls are located in Sragi, Sumber Arum Village, Sanggon Sub-District, Banyuwangi, East Java. The waterfalls are part of protected forest. The waterfalls are famous for two stunning cliffs standing between the falls. The cliffs are made of huge stones. Surrounding the falls, there are other four waterfalls which are part of the Little Waterfalls. The best time to visit the waterfalls is in the morning, as you can witness the beauty of sunrise at the waterfalls. The panorama of the waterfalls is outstanding. In addition, the waterfalls have cozy ambience and cool temperature. One of the places that you should explore if you travel to Banyuwangi. You can take public transportation, motorbike, and car to get to the waterfalls. The destination takes 45 minutes from Banyuwangi. There's not any facility at the waterfalls due to its location at the protected forest. You can park your vehicle for must visit Leader Waterfalls in Banyuwangi. The falls are extremely challenging to visit because you need to conquer complicated fields such as pine forest, clover, and sugar plantation, as well as deep reefs. Here's quote of the day. Evil wins when good people do nothing, said General Suderman. General Suderman is a national hero and the first commander of the National Army. He never gave up and was always ready to sacrifice himself. He was courageous, had great discipline, always fought for the right thing, and was a great model. General Suderman is known as a very responsible leader.
Close to each other. They are indeed natural wells. The water comes out of the rock. A long time ago, the ancestors of this Kusan village came here and took the water on this part of the beach. The water that came out of the sumur batu then was used for drinking or bathing. In Tanjung Pulisan, we also have two rocks, one of which is shaped like priest who is preaching next to Tanjung Pulisan. So from the side, it looks like a priest or pastor who is preaching. It is called Pantai Batu Pastor, or Pastor Stone Beach, because it's shaped like a priest or a pastor. And next to it is Tanjung Kerbau, or Buffalo Headland Rock. When the water recedes, it's shaped like a buffalo, taking a bath, so that there are several interesting places that surround this Pulisan beach.
Apart from diving spots which present stunning underwater beauty, Pulisan Beach also has Sambana, Kalatabi Hill, and Rarata Hill, which are also beautiful.
Apart from that, we have a beach with beautiful white sand. We also have several spots for diving, or for visitors who come to do activities in the sea area in front of this beach. because the coral reefs are really beautiful. It's good because it is maintained by us. The government works together with the community in general in Pulisan Village. Apart from the beach, we also have other spots, including hills and savannah. There is Rarata Hill, and next to it, Teletubbies Hill. So that this is a natural potential that will be exploited to increase tourism development in Pulisan Village.
There are many tourist activities that can be enjoyed, such as swimming, hiking, snorkeling, diving, and also fishing. For those who want to dive or see the beauty of the headland, caves and natural wells, the beach management has provided boats that can be rented.
Here, we prepare boat facilities like boat taxi to serve visitors who want to see the spinning water. Or if you want to see the Batu or stone well next to the beach, you can go straight to the beach to see the rocks which looks like a priest and the buffalo-shaped rock. So, we prepared the facilities for boat transportation.
Pulisan Beach is indeed beautiful. Its beauty is undeniable, especially when you take a boat to the diving spots. Dive under the sea and see with your own eyes. The beauty of the coral reefs. So awesome. The coral reefs in Pulisan are in a very good condition, because they are kept sustainable. Ben Hara said, Pulisan Tourist Village formed a rescue team consisting of some youths to preserve nature in Pulisan, including its coral reefs.
Yes, so we also form a rescue team here, which is under the supervision of the village government. We also collaborate with the village. We form a rescue team. So we gathered several young people in this village. We train them to maintain sustainability, including the coral reef and also the natural potential that exists on the Pulisan Tourist Beach. This is their responsibility, so that there are spots to do some diving when tourists want to dive. Yes, so in front there is a coral reef, which is a very good spot because it is specially arranged in that shape.
Natural sustainability in the Pulisan Tourist Village must continue to be maintained, especially as this tourist village is included in the Likupang Super Priority Destination Area. Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga Uno, explained, Likupang prioritizes sustainability aspects, so it's not about the number of tourists, but quality tourism.
Because if we look at Likupang of the 5 super priority destinations, it is the newest one. So, this is precisely what we are currently developing. But the concept is not a concept of quantity, but quality. And we also hope that the tourism in this environment will have regenerative aspect, so that it will experience a sustainability aspect with the theme of sustainable tourism. That's what we want to prioritize, so that later, not just many people who come here, but those who come to Likupang are of high quality.
Besides prioritizing nature conservation, other aspects are also of concern to the government. Minister Sandiaga Uno explained, the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy also provides training and capital for micro, small, and medium enterprises, including promotions, so that Likupang tourism can continue to develop.
We will carry out training for tourism and creative industry actors in Likupang. We will carry out marketing, so later, there will be several sales missions abroad. I will collaborate with the regions and all the heads of North Sulawesi Provincial Office to promote. I also met the Philippines ambassador. Many Filipinos are interested in coming to Likupang. Thirdly, we must also provide capital to these macro, small, and medium enterprises so that their products can also get better.
No, this is not just a dream, because anyone can enjoy the natural beauty of Pulisan Tourist Village, Likupang. Traveling there, you cannot only enjoy the natural beauty, but also do fun tourist activities. If we are lucky, we will also be entertained by the traditional music of Keroncong Mama, which you have just heard. According to the Pulisan Tourist Village head, Ben Hari Jarang, Keroncong Mama is the traditional music of the Pulisan Village community.
Keroncong Mama has become a culture. Actually, it is a culture rather than just socialization music for the people in Pulisan. Here, the majority are from North Minahasa, North Nusanese people, and we have an activity called floor choir. So, if there are joyful events like, for example, birthdays, well, after the usual worship, people will do floor. It's like dancing accompanied by music called Keroncong Mama. It has become a culture that exists here. So, we see that this also needs to be cultivated, along with the tourist village. So, we are also lifting this Keroncong Mama up as one of the cultures.
Keroncong Mama players consist of approximately 10 people. They play various musical instruments such as guitar, ukulele, and bass. Interestingly, these musical instruments are made by themselves. They usually practice afterward. Some work as fishermen, gardeners, artisans, and miners. Frankie Fatelima, leader of the Keroncong Mama group, explained, now Keroncong Mama often appears at various events in Likupang, as well as appearing to welcome foreign guests. Not only is it entertaining, Keroncong Mama also promotes Likupang art and culture.
Traditional music like this is becoming more well-known and is being promoted to visitors at various events, so that the traditional music is more widely known. Of course, things like are more introduced when we welcome guests from abroad. It's better when there is music like this. As said earlier, this actually happens when there are guests who come from abroad. We are also asked to entertain those who come while sitting around. There is a very beautiful situation when you are with people who are, let's say, foreigners. Well, they don't understand the language the people speak, but it's entertaining for them.
Relaxing in the gazebo, looking at the blue sea while sipping young coconut water to the accompaniment of Keroncong Mama music is an unforgettable experience for tourists. This will be even more enjoyable, because this tourist village is equipped with good road access, stalls available along the beach, toilets, and homestays for those of you who want to spend the night. The Pulisan Tourist Village in Likupang must be on your bucket list, so no need to wait on. Let's go to Likupang.
Yo, kita berwisata. Mari jo, piknik ke Likupang.
Let's travel. Let's go on a trip to Likupang and travel around Indonesia.